Country's Fashionistas. Here, it's Joan Lincoln.
Good morning. So last weekend, I did something I thought I'd never do.
Talk about it on the radio?
Yeah, right. Keeping it clean. I became a little bit of a mall walker.
Oh, boy.
You know, I just needed to, keep moving, right? And yeah. I reached out to one of my girlfriends and I said, you know what? Want to go out to Eastview Mall with me? And that's where my retail roots started.
I know.
Do you remember the green carpet that was out there?
I do not remember.
It's gone now.
Oh, well, long gone. Yeah, long gone. But we got there before all the stores opened, and we clocked in, I think, just about a mile. I don't have an iWatch. Is that what that's called?
Apple Watch.
See, that's why I don't have one.
It's the most unhip person ever.
Right, but I mean, in her defense, they're iPhones. Why is it not an iWatch?
They should call it an iWatch. She's absolutely right.
Start a new trend. Okay. Right. So she's watching her watch the whole time, to see how fast we're going and what we're
how
clocking
many steps,
in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Who's calling you? She goes, no, I'm checking on the steps. Because we would stop at the window displays and check into the stores, and she's like, my watch keeps telling me to keep moving, and I'm like, okay, this was supposed to be fun, this was just supposed to get a little bit of walk down memory lane, because she worked at the mall, I worked at the malls, but yep. I started my retail career at the Limited at Eastview wow. Mall in 1980.
That's so wow. funny.
I know, and I loved it. I mean, my path to where I am now has just been incredible. Yeah. But we were there before the stores opened. Like I said, we put in about a mile. But it was interesting because, Von Maur is very old school classic,
Yes, it really is.
And then Anthropology is, one of my favorite stores.
Yeah.
But the Christmas displays in Anthropology are amazing.
I know. They're always in Von Maur, sure. It's great.
Yes, absolutely. And even the Center Court area at Eastview, the displays, I used to put those displays together.
Yeah.
And they've simplified and minimized what they have. But it was fun as the stores started to open to feel the energy rise. And then we joined the revolution and we got a Starbucks and we sat in the lounge chairs.
Revolution.
And then we visited our local store-owned entrepreneurs, small business owners that have opened up at the store.
Like Spirit Halloween? No, I'm
just kidding. Right there. Mm-hmm. No, more like chandeliers and salty. My most favorite thing that we discovered was the toothpick museum. Did you know?
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my God. I reached out to the guy, and I said, do you do a walking tour? He goes, no, it's just 7 windows of walk-by, viewing.
Nobody's paying rent there, right?
Right. I mean, and then I asked him if he ever does any kind of fashion design, because mm-hmm. I thought, that would be a cool addition for Fashion
Week. That would be cool.
And I should have pulled it up, but he said, no. My wife said I'm not allowed to do anything fashion because I am completely clueless when it comes to, how to dress.
Most guys are.
But the... Toothpick Museum is definitely the highlight.
That's
of that.
The highlight of Eastview Mall.
And the fact that I walked a mile. Okay, that's it. Memory lane.